T.S. Eliot was wrong. December is the cruelest month, because if the rampant commercialism of Christmas doesn't get you down, the dreary London weather will. This morning, on the way to work, when it was bucketing with rain and I should have been answering emails, I got to thinking about everything that was wrong with the holiday season. And almost without trying, I came up with a list of 10 things I hate about Christmas. 1. The phrase, "Happy Holidays," which is meant as a greeting, but feels more like a command, one that instantly makes me want to disobey. 2. Ditto foreign language salutations. Feliz Navidad. Joyeux Noël. Yuletide greetings. If I don't want them in English, I don't want them in French or Spanish. 3. Office Christmas parties, which are really just a pathetic excuse for married co-workers to drink too much and take liberties with each other. Unless it's Sean from finance, who's free to liberate himself with me anytime. 4. Drunken revellers on the tube, a.k.a. the bloated guy wearing a tissue paper crown who fell asleep next to me last night on the Northern Line and drooled on my coat. To be fair, my late-night rendition of Santa Baby on the Jubilee Line last Thursday did draw some aggrieved looks, but I was egged on by my companions, who were even drunker than I was. 5. Stupidly large wheels of cheddar cheese in lieu of proper food at parties. Partial though I am to cheese, I need some sausage rolls too. 6. Mulled wine. Why does everyone get so excited about bottom-of-the-bin Bulgarian red, heavily laced with sugar and spice? Especially since it leaves you with a monstrous hangover the next morning, which I now have. 7. Chocolate advent calendars. This is just marketing run amok. Scoff a large bar of Cadbury's on the first day of December and be done with it. 8. Disney-themed holiday decorations, especially those along Oxford Street. When it comes to Hollywood at Christmas, we should emulate Nancy Reagan and just say no. 9. Greeting cards bearing photos of offspring that lurk like landmines in my postbox, reminding me that I'm 31 and have not yet spawned. 10. Elves, the annoying kind, which is pretty much all of them. In the spirit of fairness, I decide to compose a rival list of what I do like about the holidays. 1. Mince pies. 2. Real Christmas trees, the kind that smell nice and will cause untold misery for future generations by contributing to global warming. 3. Time off work. Obviously, 10 to 3 is not a great ratio, so I guess I'll have to work on that second list. But right now, as I elbow my way along Oxford Street, I'm struggling to understand the appeal. These days, Christmas is little more than a parody of itself. Any vestige of Victorian charm has long since been quashed by Black Friday and the Top Gear Christmas special. At Bond Street, I'm forced to shoulder my way through a flock of excited Japanese tourists taking photos of a neon orange Christmas tree. Whatever happened to silver and gold? I then sidestep a portly older woman garlanded with bright red tinsel who rattles a tin aggressively in my face like some sort of charitable assault. It's not that I don't believe in being generous during the Christmas season, but I honestly don't think Jesus intended donkey sanctuaries to be the beneficiary of all that goodwill, even if they were present at his birth. I dash down a side street and reach my favourite Italian cafe, pushing open the door with relief. Inside, people are huddled up to cappuccinos, their overstuffed shopping bags nestled like loyal spaniels against their feet. On the far side of the room, I spy my friend Sian, her cheeks flushed pink and her ash blonde hair swept atop her head in a ratty mess. I pick my way across the restaurant and sink into the chair opposite. "Oh," I say with a grin, "you did your hair just for me." "Never let it be said that I don't make an effort," Sean replies, patting the unruly tangle.